You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For 21 years, I've gone to Woody Page for disaster. And now we go to Woody Page on the disaster that was Russell Wilson in Denver. You remember what you said, Woody? Let's see. Also, Arch Manning getting his QB Eagles on. Anybody? And the best assist of the night. Was it Barkov to Reinhardt? Or was it Sexton to George? Back to Sexton. Let's go around the horn. High sticking in the NBA game. Russell Wilson now available for someone to sign. We'll see if anyone's in play there. But first, Woody Page will pick up the pieces of his Broncos. Look at this. Between money spent, players, and cap it, what is this historically in NFL? Woody, I'm going to ask you now, do you feel confident in what you wrote and said on the show through the years about this trade? Let's see. After the press conference, you were riding high. Uh-oh. Pike's peaks of quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame. Uh-oh. But then I went through every column you wrote for the Gazette, and you were suspicious over how this was going to work out from the start. Something didn't feel right to you. You had it. And now the breakup. Woody Page, around the horn to you on the ruins of Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
I turned out to be right about the wrong situation in the history of the Broncos and possibly one of the three worst trades in league's background. One would be Herschel Walker, two would be Russell Wilson, three would be John Elway coming to Denver from the Baltimore franchise. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no other trades worse than that. And so what did they end up with? $85 million salary cap hit over the next 2 years. They're going to pay him $39 million this year. His capabilities have diminished since the final season they spent in Seattle. And the Broncos don't know where they're going. They're going to have to try and start all over again. This organization with new owners from the Walmarts who paid more than anybody else in the history for a franchise had to, a couple of weeks ago, sell off stock in order to get another $1.5 billion.
For this team? They're selling Walmarts? That's how bad this trade is? Okay. Woody, can a team and a franchise recover from saying, an $85 million cap hit is one we're willing to take because we don't want you on the team?
It was a proud franchise that has gone to 8 Super Bowls, but it's in such a morass of an abyss now, we don't know if they'll ever recover in Colorado from this.
You're feeling low about this. Marcel, I'll turn to you. $85 million dead cap hit. What is Denver saying here?
There is hatred, and then there is, I would rather eat $85 million than have you on my team anymore. That is pure, unadulterated hatred between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. But these problems all started last year because attitude reflects leadership, Tony. Nathaniel Hackett allowed Russell Wilson, essentially his head, to outgrow his helmet. Personal quarterback coach, access to the facility, private office within the team facility, a dozen or so extra parking spaces on game day. It's hard to reel it back in when you allow somebody to go so far. It's not surprising that Sean Payton, who typically wants to be the biggest star on his own team, did not allow that to go. And here we are now where they're saying an $85 million hit is better than you leading this team for one more season.
Kevin Blackstone?
Well, that is a huge hit. But, you know, I wonder, is it more on Russell Wilson? Is it more on the leadership of the Broncos? Is it more on Sean Payton? We saw that explode on the sidelines last year. It was just an ugly look all the way around. So now Russell gets to walk. His pockets are straight. He gets to go maybe resurrect the end of his career someplace else, and the Broncos are still in a wreck, and they got to find a quarterback. So it's a mess all the way
around. Talk me through landing spots, possible landing spots for Russell Wilson. Frank Isola, around the horn to you.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great deal for Seattle, great deal for Russell Wilson's bank account. But when it comes to the Denver Broncos, Woody mentioned Walmart, clean up on aisle three. What a disaster. But Russell Wilson, his career can be salvaged. You know, last year he did throw 26 touchdown passes, only 8 interceptions. But, you know, Marcel, you talked about, you know, the head coach letting his ego get too big. That's on Russell Wilson. You know, Tom Brady goes to Tampa, he's larger than life. Peyton Manning goes to Denver, he's larger than life, but they won. You know, Russell Wilson was 11-19 in the starts that he had for Denver, but in the right situation, and I think Pittsburgh would be a really good landing spot for him. A lot of structure there, tradition. The coach isn't going anywhere. I would think Pittsburgh might not be the worst place for
Russell
Wilson.
Marcel, back in on the possible landing spot for Wilson. That makes sense for you.
Yeah, and first, I agree, Frank. Russ is not blameless there. I think I like Pittsburgh there. He said that he wants somewhere with a history of winning that knows what it takes to get to that level. There's no better organization in the NFL who knows how to win and keep a keep continuity like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin's not going to let any of the nonsense go.
KB?
I would go with Atlanta. I mean, I think one of the things that Russell Wilson needs at this point is a running game. And you got Bijan Robinson down there who he can hand the ball off to. I think that's a better situation. And, you know, that's he's got a guy down there in Raheem Morris as a coach, I think, who would like a veteran quarterback to run things.
You're all wrong. He's going to end up with the Raiders. They want to stick it to the Broncos. He wants to stick it to the Broncos. And they will resurrect their vertical passing game from Al Davis, and he can work with a young quarterback that they draft there and be the quarterback there for 2 years.
You just told me, though, his skills were depreciating to the fact that they had a disaster in Denver. And now you're trying to put him off on Antonio Pierce in Vegas. I like the way you think, Woody Page. Does this put the end to Woody Blackstone? Talk to me for a second. We talked Russell Wilson for years on the show, and you said there are teams that have Russell Wilson and teams that want a quarterback like Russell Wilson.
True. And it's still true. I mean, somebody's going to want a veteran quarterback. I mean, it was quietly suggested by Frank, got a little bit better in 2023 than in 2022. That what happened in Denver was not all of his fault.
There's some revisionist history going on from this panel over this trade. Everybody, when it happened, oh, Denver, there's another team in the AFC West that's now going to contend. Oh, they're going to take out Patrick Mahomes. That's what I heard from this panel when he was traded.
He did beat him last year.
Let's talk about
it on the show.
You're a people of your ilk, Marcel. That's what I'm saying. another potential quarterback trade. The trade of this year could be Justin Fields. By the way, today's his birthday. The team wished him a happy birthday on Twitter. There was a typo where they were putting it. They had to redo it again. It was sponsored by Invisalign. It was a whole thing. But yesterday, Adam Schefter told Pat McAfee the market is not as robust as the Bears had hoped. Marcel, what do you think that means?
How ironic, because they made a typo at quarterback too, and they're going to have to redo that this
Whoa.
Season. The biggest issue with Justin Fields' trade value is that there's only a handful of teams who are even in the market for Justin Fields, and they all know that the Bears have to trade him. So you're not going to get exceptional value. You're not even going to get fair market value for him when they know that your back is against the wall. And moving on from that, you don't really know if he can play yet. He had the slowest time to throw in the NFL last season because he has so many voices in his head telling him, this is your read, throw here, do this, do that, that it's taken away from his natural ability to play the game. So when you're trading for Justin Fields, you're essentially going to have to start over with him and build him from the ground up and build a system around him that highlights his unique skill set.
Kevin Blackstone, what do you think when you hear the market's not as robust as we had thought?
Well, I think they kind of roughed up the product as the season was going along last year. So what do you think? I mean, there were post-game press conferences in which the coach was basically saying, we can't throw the ball downfield. We need a better thought process on third down. Who do you think he was talking about? He was talking about Justin Fields. No one had anything good to say about him. And now you want to put him on the marketplace and expect to get something really strong in return. It's just not going to happen. Not right now.
Frank Isola.
Marcel mentioned the voices in his head. A lot of those voices were people in the media telling us it was everybody else's fault about Justin Fields' struggles, except for Justin Fields. Now that he's available, it doesn't seem like that many teams are lining up. But I would say this about the Chicago Bears. I'm assuming they're pretty smart. I think that they knew exactly what the market's going to be. They have the number one pick, and they're clearly going to take a quarterback. So who is going to say, yeah, take a second-round pick. We'll give you a second-round pick for Justin Fields or a third-round pick. People are going to wait them out. That's what's going to happen to the Chicago
And Woody Bears. Page, when you hear, it's not as robust as we thought, what do you think?
Well, the market actually for quarterbacks is robust between the free agents that are available out there and four quarterbacks that are going to be drafted in the first round. It's just not robust for that one guy. And that's because he really hasn't proven himself, and he's going to have to do it again. Bears are not going to be able to get anything until after the draft's over and the smoke is cleared. And then they can go out and maybe get a third-round draft choice or fourth-round draft choice, depending on how he plays and if he plays next year for the team that he goes to. But there's not that many teams that really want Justin Fields or somebody who hasn't proven himself yet.
Woody, you're absolutely right. It is kind of a loaded quarterback landscape right now in this offseason. We just talked about Russell Wilson now available and Justin Fields potentially available. Kirk Cousins is another who could be potentially available. He was linked to Atlanta in the Journal Constitution last week and by Adam Schefter yesterday. And by Mike Florio with a Better Homes and Real Estate report he had. Cousins' family is from the greater Atlanta area. Frank, is house hunting, the fact that the Cousins might allegedly be house hunting in Georgia, a sign in any way?
Nah, for all of us beat writers, we always go down that road as well. But I would remind everybody that the most famous quarterback in Vikings franchise history, Fran Tarkington, also lived in Atlanta and played for the Vikings. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I think the best place for him is Minnesota with that great wide receiver. He knows the system. He knows the team. That's where he belongs.
KB, that there's a report of alleged home shopping. Anything?
Yeah, I mean, he was great in Minnesota, right? He leaves here. He made a bunch of money in Washington. He gets up there. He looks like a Pro Bowl quarterback. Why would you leave those assets there? I understand the families from there. I know we can look at data that says that families generally live closer to the wife's family than they do the husband's family. But in this case,
you're not
it's better
it.
To be close
is,
to no, be
is
closer
potential
to
house hunting a sign of anything to you, Marcel?
No, I don't really think so. Granted, Atlanta does have a clearer path to the playoffs. The NFC South is far easier than the NFC North right now, but he's essentially raised his family there in Minnesota. You got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson. That's a great group of pass catchers. I don't know where he's going to go, Tony, but one thing I know for sure is he is going to get his bag because all $231,669,486 he signed for has been fully guaranteed in his career.
And Woody, nobody has brought in more homes or given away more homes than you have on this panel. Is house hunting aside?
Well, I've been to Alpharetta. My sister lived there. He's not job or house looking in Alpharetta, Georgia. Maybe he does buy a second home there, but he's staying with the Vikings.
We'll move on. I've had enough of this. All right, thank you.
Or Alpharetta. What they do.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose.
Six straight wins for the Milwaukee Bucks last night without Giannis, who was a late scratch, and the video of him feeling it in his Achilles in warm-ups, not great. But the way Lillard and Portis and the team defense came together in his absence to beat the Clippers, is it possible the good doctor has saved the patient? Frank, takeaway from last night, and what's changed the last 2 weeks with Milwaukee?
Yeah, they've come a long way. Before the All-Star break, they lost at Memphis. Last night, they're beating the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George without Giannis Antetokounmpo. They've made a big commitment to the defense. Doc's done a really good job. Also, Rex Kalamian, the assistant coach in charge of the defense, has got them focused, attention to detail. When they get Middleton back, and assuming Giannis is going to be healthy, it's Boston, so then Milwaukee.
It's a defensive switch. It's timed out almost to an interview with Doc Rivers done during the All-Star. Wouldn't you say there was an interview with a lot of nodding, a lot of head nod from the certain panelists?
What are you trying to make me out to be, Mike Wallace or something?
I mean, there was a little, just a bobblehead situation going on when you do that interview.
Yes, you're
Kevin
right.
Kevin Blackstone?
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore the defense. I mean, they've held opponents to less than 100 points six times in the 8 out of the 10 games that they won. But let's pump the brakes a little bit because 3 of their victories have come against the Charlotte Hornets. So I won't say they've necessarily turned the corner, but they can see the corner.
Marcel, what's changed with Milwaukee the last 2 weeks?
Their defense. They're number one in defensive rating ever since the All-Star break while maintaining a high level of offensive efficiency. They're 3rd in offensive rating. It was fun to get the jokes off right when he first got to Milwaukee, but there's too many vets, too much talent, and they play too many games in order for them to really fall off in the East. They're the 2nd best team behind
Boston.
And
Woodrow.
Let me simplify this for you guys. Before he arrived, that team was giving up 120 points a game and was 24th in the league. Since his arrival, they are now giving up 106 points a game and they're in the top 7. So there is a difference. They're buying into it, and he's made a major difference there. Last night, they only gave the Clippers 106.
The Hornets, 3 games.
Yeah, I was going to say. Did that simplify it for anybody?
Counts,
when Woody
Clippers.
Says, I'm going to simplify it for you, did he stick the landing? Maybe he did stick the landing. All right.
They beat the Clippers without Giannis. That's pretty good.
Lost track of time is buy or sell too. Who said it? Anthony Edwards said it. As he missed the opening tip last night for the Timberwolves, he had to come off the bench. Minnesota did beat Portland. Marcel, does lost track of time cover it, or do you need more information?
Oh, yes, because, Tony, when I show up somewhere to do a very specific task, I tend to forget to do that exact task when it starts. No, it doesn't make any real sense, but we got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's missed 23 games during his first 3 years of his career. It's not like he's known to take nights off. It was a weird phenomenon. Maybe he was doing a little something else, but that's the public explanation.
Kevin Blackstone?
I don't know what else he was doing. Look, the guy's one of the hardest playing showmen in the game right now, so he's getting a pass. It's not like he was Marvin Barnes showing up for tip-off in a full mink coat with 2 women and a couple bags of McDonald's food. Come on, stop.
What year was that? Barnes that is a story. Great story, Kevin.
I don't know. It's a great story from Marvin Barnes.
Pictures or did it happen? Go ahead, Frank Isola on Edwards.
I thought panelists on this show were the only ones that ever showed up late. I actually did an investigation on this one. Oh. Anthony Edwards never is there for pregame introduction. I love Anthony Edwards. Great player, plays all the time. Come on, man. You got to be there for player introductions. The fans like
I was
that.
Listening to your radio with Scalabrini. Scalabrini thought it was okay if that's his.
He said it's part of his routine. So what if it's part of his routine is not showing up at shoot-around? I don't get that. Make it part of your routine. I'm sorry. You got to be there for player.
Woody Page.
He's their best player. He did show up in time for them to beat the Trailblazers. They should have sent 14 interns out for him. Or maybe he's just giving load management a new version of how it's handled.
Whoa, is that? Oh, I don't know if I want to get into the details there, Woody. But you're right. There's always that Lamar Jackson situation. Maybe he wanted to be 6th man of the year, right? And this is his way of getting in there as well.
He's a leading candidate.
All right, got to look for that picture of Marvin Barnes with McDonald's and a mink coat. It's a
great story.
That is a great story. That's it for Stone and Louis-Jacques Page. Isola. Showdown.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's March. It's madness. Today, a piece in The Athletic about NCAA tournament considering expansion to 72 or 76 teams. What would that bracket even look like, Woody Page?
I can't figure out the logarithm about that. But you know, Tony, years ago I said every team should be in.
Yes, you
did. Looked up today. There are now 351 teams. So I would go with 76. At least I could understand that and have my bracket in on time.
Hi, Zola.
Well, every team has a conference tournament, so in theory, everyone is in the NCAA tournament. I like the idea. They've rendered the regular season meaningless like every professional sport has. All people care about is the tournament, the bracket. I like the idea. Not too many, but 76. I'm okay with that. That's not a bad number. A nice round number.
Woody, when you said every team should make the tournament, there were like 164 teams, and now there's 350. You're like, whoa, I don't want that argument. We'll move on. Arch Manning refusing his name for College Football 25. This is my favorite story in the show. EA Sports. He's not in the game. He says he wants to focus on playing. There are fabulous history of athletes refusing their name and likeness in games. Shout out QB Eagles and John Dowd. But College 25 has got to be the most anticipated sports game we're going to ever see at this point. Frank, should he want to be a part of it or apart from it?
You know what? I think he should want to be a part of it. I get the money part of it. It's $600, and for everyone except the Manning family, that's essentially chump change. But why not be a part of it? I mean, you weren't that great last year. Maybe someone could get something out of you in a video game. Why not do it?
Woody?
Frank, he does want to concentrate. He comes from the Manning family. He wants to be part of that.
Yep.
Last year, when he got his NIL, which was second most in all of college football, he donated it all to charity. His mind is in the right place.
So you do believe that I'm going to focus on football. All right. QB horns. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want. We'll move on. Showdown 3, better assist from last night. All right. On the ice, Florida Panthers, Barkov to Reinhardt. And on the court, the Jazz, Sexton to George to Sexton, although it was not technically called an assist. It was called a missed shot and rebound, but I'm calling it an assist. Woody, what was the assist of the night?
Well, Barkov, of course, that was a trifecta, the triple tip that he pulled off in that situation. It looked like a gymnastic move. He's in the air, flipping the puck around. I love that one.
Nice.
Came close to being a high sticking, but if the hockey was like rock and roll, the basketball one was like jazz on the court. How about that, Tony? Which is much harder to do. And Colin Sexton, who's not that big, he got up and he caught that. That was very, very impressive. How is that a missed shot, though? Clearly a pass. We've seen players do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Throw it off the backboard, catch it, and dunk it. Come on. That's much
Woody
harder.
Woody Page.
Much harder.
Wire to wire win.
A lot harder.
Take the FaceTime.
Tony, last week I mentioned when there was talk about new kicking rules in the NFL, and I said, what about the onside kick? Well, apparently the special team coordinators were listening because they have gotten together and they've got a proposal that's basically the same as what we saw in the USFL, except for that if you are going to try an onside kick, it has to be at the end of the game, and you actually have to declare it to the other team. Just can you imagine somebody getting up and saying, we have an announcement to make. We're about to do a surprise onside kick.
Yeah, I hate that. You're right, Woody. That is terrible. There should be more onside kicks, not less. They shouldn't have to declare. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an important announcement to make. We are trying a trick play.
Yeah, that's a good one, Woody.
Who decides the end of a game?
They got to get that worked out. We need onside kicks in our game. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.